Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we go. Elder Primos on the flow. Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use
I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Spirit told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop. You need to get out that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God now.
Nah.
He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. They got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down. Now.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this.
What?
I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I
ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He will feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the show. God with me. Yup. So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Got to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
What?
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical. You just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we're about to hear.
Service into the hands of a woman that's been on the battlefield for God a long time. She stands as the presiding prelay, chief apostle of Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, Fellowship of Churches International Ministry. I call her my big mama, amen, been in my life for a long time. A little while, amen, I would say, like it's been a lifetime, amen. But I love her like she's my mom because she stands for Christ. She don't take down to nobody. And if the Lord don't say it, she don't say it. Amen. And I present to you all Chief Apostle, Dr. Betty A. Thomas. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord one more time. We know that the building might be shut down, but we know that the church is still open. So I honor each and every one that is on the line on tonight. I see that we have many different states is on the line tonight, so we welcome each state. Whatever state that you're calling from, whatever position that you're in, we honor you on tonight. We honor all of our state officials that is on the line on tonight. We just thank God for each and every one that has taken out your time to come and to be with us on tonight. As you can see that we are in some last days, God spoke to my spirit and he says, tell my people that I'm coming back soon. So we are in some last days. And so and I just want to speak to the people of God on tonight to just to put a nugget in their spirit. If that's over in Acts 2:17, it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people, upon all flesh, on everyone. And it says, your sons and your daughters, male for a son, female for the daughters, but they will prophesy. And it says that the young men will see visions and the old men will have dreams, will dream dreams. And so I just come to tell you on tonight, it's time for everybody, all flesh, all people, to stand up and begin to proclaim God's word. It doesn't matter. You know that they have had their foot on the woman's neck for a long time. It's because they said that a woman couldn't preach, a woman couldn't speak. But I want to say, when you begin to say prophesy, it just means to speak, to preach, to proclaim, to tell, and all of that. So now it's time for the women to know that they can stand up. It's because, see, they've been put down for so long, and so some of them have really have forgotten who they are, but they are somebody. So it is time, and it says, and it shall come to pass, and it shall be. This is the words of God, and what God is saying, and it will be. This is what I will do in the last days, and it shall be done. And so this is the word of the Lord. And it also, if you don't believe it, we can go back in history. We know that Joel 2:28 spoke the same things. And to prophesy just means to speak. And it's time for us to speak. Speak God's word. Speak God's articles. It's not time for us to stand back. And some of us is in the shadow of others. And it's time for us to come out of the shadow. It's time for us to stand up. Proverbs 1:23, it says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. That means that you, that means that everyone that's on the line, we have all and everybody that is with us on tonight. And it says, and I will make known my words unto you. And so we have a word that is going to come forth on tonight with Elder Prevo is our speaker on tonight. But I thank God. And if we have Valencia on the line on tonight, just trying to do a little roll call because I didn't see her name. Sister Robinson, is Sister Robinson on the line tonight? No, we don't. She's not on tonight. Okay, what I would like for, if we can have Pastor Washington to come again, and at times will give us a selection. But at this time, I just want to say that God is yet looking down, and God is using everybody, everybody. So it's time that if he has given your hands something to do, it's time to do it. He says, go and do it quickly. Let me just say John 5:22, and it says, for the Father judgeth no man, but has committed all judgment unto his son. So I just want to say and to let everybody know tonight that Jesus, right now, he is our lawyer. And he's interceding and he's working with us and he's pleading with the judge on our behalf. Because once he comes back, then he will be the judge. So right now, we are in training. We are training to even to be the judge. Because when we come back, when he comes back, he says we're coming back with him. So right now, we know that Jesus he's interceding for us. He's our lawyer right now. So at this time, if Pastor Washington is on the line, prepare herself for a selection. And at this time, I would like to introduce our speaker, and our speaker is Elder Prevo. And I just want to say that, and I know at this time, we're not just talking to the ones that is on the prayer line. He has we're on Blog Talk Radio. Yes. So we're going out through the airwaves to everybody around the world. Yes. He is a man of God. He's a man of God of peace and a man of God of order. A man of God that knows God's word. And so after this selection from Pastor Washington, the next voice that you will hear will be no other than Elder Prevost out of Texas. So I just thank God. Mother, Pastor Washington.
Yes. God has smiled on me and he has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, God has smiled on me. Oh, he has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me, oh, he has set me free. Yeah, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He's been so good. He's been good to me. Lord, you've been good. He's been good to me. He's been so good, Lord. He's been good to me. He made a way out of no way. He's been good to me. He fed me when I was hungry. He's been good to me. Lord, you've been good. You woke me up this morning. You've been so good. Oh, you gave me eyes to see. You're so good. You gave me a mouth to talk, Lord, and you're so good. You blessed me to able to walk around, and you're so good. You've been good, Lord. You've been so good. You've been good, Lord. You've been so good. Oh, God has smiled on me. Oh, he has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God has certainly been good. Hallelujah. Praise God. He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah, started us on our way. Hallelujah, God has certainly been good. Hallelujah to us, praise God. Sometimes we got to step back and look at how good he has been. Praise God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, Lord. Lord, we ask that you lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Open up our hearts, our minds. Open up our spirits tonight so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord. And, Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy tonight that's trying to prohibit us from receiving this word. And, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Tonight is truly a blessing to be on the line, giving honor to God, all of the ministers that are on the roster on tonight. Praise God. I want to take us to John chapter 2. Praise God on tonight, John chapter 2. Hallelujah. Familiar passage. Amen. We've heard this. If you, hallelujah, been in church over a year, I'd say 6 months, you probably heard, amen, about this wedding. Hallelujah. This mysterious wedding that Jesus went to. Praise God on tonight. Amen. So I'm going to be reading John chapter 2. I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version. Hallelujah. Amen. I've got to give you a little background. I'm reading out of the King James Version because it's going to shed light on the subject matter in which I am bringing forth on tonight. Praise God. And the subject I want to bring forth on tonight, amen, is where is the wine? Praise God. Hallelujah. Where is the wine? Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to get a little depth, hallelujah, into what I mean, where is the wine? Hallelujah, as we move forward with tonight's lesson. Amen. And it begins with, and the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me stop right there. Amen. First, let me break down this wedding. Hallelujah. Amen. That said there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there's a marriage going on, and not a traditional marriage as we would think it of a traditional marriage. Praise God. This is a traditional Jewish wedding. Praise God. Now, in our traditional weddings, praise God, amen, we might, amen, go to the church, decorate the church a little bit, have a couple of people sing, amen, have a little flower girls and the wing bearer come, then we read our vows, go have a little dinner in the back of the church, and then we go off to our honeymoon, and it's over with. Praise God. 2-3 hours, we out the door. Hallelujah, amen. But a wedding, hallelujah, a Jewish wedding at this time lasted anywhere from 3 weeks, maybe even a month. Praise God, because it was a continuous celebration, hallelujah, of two people being joined in holy matrimony. It was a party. Hallelujah. To break it down plain and clear, hallelujah, it was a party. It was a 3 week to a month long party. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that Jesus, the mother of Jesus, Mary, she was at this party. Praise God. Then when we go to verse 2, I'm breaking it down for you. Hallelujah. It says both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means that Jesus and his disciples were invited. Praise God. Hallelujah. So to lay it down, Mary is already at the wedding. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus and his disciples are now invited to the wedding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to pay close attention that not once in verse 1 or verse 2 is the wedding party mentioned. Is the groom mentioned? Hallelujah. The guests at the wedding. Hallelujah. The other guests besides Jesus, the disciples, and Mary. Hallelujah. No one else is mentioned besides Jesus, the disciples, and Mary. Praise God. Hallelujah. And verse 3 says, and when they wanted wine, hallelujah, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this is the part that got me, because growing up, hallelujah, hearing this scripture preached over and over and over again, I was under the impression, matter of fact, I'm not going to say I was under the impression, I was taught, hallelujah, that Jesus went to a wedding, hallelujah, they ran out of wine, amen, and the mother of Mary came and told Jesus they ran out of wine. Praise God, hallelujah, being ignorant to the word, hallelujah, before reading it for myself, before studying to show myself approved, hallelujah, I believe that the wedding party, the people that were already at the wedding, was the ones requesting the wine. And even in some of the new English translation, it suggests that, amen, they ran out of wine and asked Jesus for wine. Praise God. But when I read it, you got to know your English. You got to know your adverbs, your nouns, your pronouns, your adjectives. Praise God. To really understand what this scripture is saying, it says Jesus and the disciples were called to the marriage, and when they wanted wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in my understanding, that scripture is telling me that the people that were requesting the wine, amen, were Jesus and the disciples. Now, this is where I lose some people, because people get angry and say, now you're trying to turn Jesus into an alcoholic, and now you're going to have people out there drinking wine, hallelujah, praise God, missing, amen, the entire scope of what the lesson is trying to teach us on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, because if you recall, amen, at the Last Supper, Jesus drank wine. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, what does the wine represent? Hallelujah. That's what we have to understand. What does the wine represent? Well, at the Last Supper, Jesus said, when he broke the bread, he said, this is my body. Hallelujah. And then when he passed the cup of wine, he said, this is my blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, without a body, you can have a body, amen, but if that body has no blood, that body has no life. Hallelujah, praise God. So what is the wine representing? Hallelujah, the marriage is representing the body. Praise God, hallelujah. But the wine is representing the life. You remember before you got saved and you went to a party, praise God, and there wasn't no alcohol at the party, praise God, people would say there's no life in this party. Hallelujah, all the alcohol ran out. I try to remember. I know it was a long time ago. Praise God, hallelujah. But try to remember when they ran out of the alcohol, or they ran out of your drug of choice at the party. Hallelujah. What did you do? You left the party, or either y'all called up and somebody went to the stove. Praise God. Otherwise, the party was dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what we're looking at when we look at this party, hallelujah, now I want you to visualize this. Imagine you pulling up to a party and the music's playing. You see people outside talking, the barbecue pit going, people eating. Praise God. It looks like all of the elements of the party are there. But then you get in the party and find out there's no alcohol in the party. Hallelujah. It looked like there was life in the party. Praise God. Amen. This is how we judge people. Hallelujah. We judge people from the outside. Amen. We look at it from the outside and we say, look, everything looks good on the outside. Hallelujah. They got the house. They got the car. They got the relationship. Everything looks good. Hallelujah. On the outside. And then when you get on the inside, you want to know where the wine is. Hallelujah. Where's the life? I thought y'all marriage was popping. You mean to tell me y'all marriage is dead? Hallelujah. I thought your ministry was booming. You mean to tell me your ministry is dead? From the outside, hallelujah, it looked like it was a lot of life in there. But when I get in and I ask, where is the life? See, that's what Jesus is really asking for. Hallelujah. He's not really asking for wine so he can get drunk. He asks, where's the life? Hallelujah, in this party. Hallelujah. And look at verse 4. Hallelujah. Verse 3, it says, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Hallelujah. Amen. They have no life. Praise God. Amen. And what has happened is this party has been exposed. Praise God. Amen. From the outside, it looked like you had everything going on. Praise God. Amen. But when Jesus entered into the situation, praise God, hallelujah, that you're going to get exposed for who you really are. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because when Jesus asks you for life, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you don't have the life to give him. My God. Hallelujah. And let's examine this. Why are they out of wine? Hallelujah. Well, first of all, when we go back to the first verse, it says it was the third day. Hallelujah. So the wedding had already been going on for a little while. The party had been going on for a little while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Which means that they had wine in the beginning. Praise God. The marriage had wine. Hallelujah. The party had wine. Hallelujah. But the people that came to the party drank it up. Lord, have mercy. What I'm trying to say is you had life. Hallelujah. But the people, hallelujah, that came into your life sucked all of the life out of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. They sucked out all your joy, all your happiness, all your hope. Praise God. All your dreams. Praise God. It's like God put it in you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he breathed the breath of lives, hallelujah, into the nostrils of man. So the life was in you. Praise God. You was energetic in your first marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. You was ready to be an upstanding parent with that first kid. Praise God. Amen. You was ready to do anything you had to do, amen, to do right on that job. Hallelujah. Till they started messing over you and everybody else started getting the promotion ahead of you. Hallelujah. Amen. And people, slowly but surely, the people around you, amen, begin to suck the life out of you. Hallelujah, praise God. And Jesus has come tonight on the line, hallelujah, amen, to say it's been exposed. Hallelujah, amen. When I ask you for life, you don't have it. When I ask you for joy, you don't have it. When I ask you for praise, you don't have it. Watch this, when I ask you for faith, hallelujah, in the time that we are living in right now where we can't even walk out the door, hallelujah, amen, and we're relying, amen, on the government to feed us information that we don't know is true or not. Hallelujah, amen. In this time where they say people are dropping dead by the dozens, hallelujah, in this time, where's our faith? Praise God, hallelujah. Where's the faith in God? Hallelujah. Remember when the death angel passed over Egypt, much like the death angel is passing over our nations? Praise God. Remember when they said, if you put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, hallelujah, that when the death angel comes, he will pass right over your door when he sees the blood. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight that nothing has changed. Hallelujah. The blood of the lamb is still over your doorpost. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. If the blood of Jesus is over your life, hallelujah, what should you fear for? Praise God. Hallelujah. Why are you running out buying up all the toilet paper if you know you are, that God is your Lord and Savior, that Jesus, amen, is your deliverer? Hallelujah. That no matter what, God can accomplish it. If God can part the Red Sea, hallelujah, and lead you across the wilderness, hallelujah, into the promised land, praise God, do you really think he was going to let the corona get you? Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto her in verse 4, woman, what have I to do with thee? My time has not yet come. Praise God. Amen. And I don't know about y'all, but if I would have said that to my mom, I don't care how old I was or what how anointed I was or what kind of godly mission I was, she would have, I don't know who you talking to, Andre. It wouldn't been no elder. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know who you talking to. Praise God. Amen. But Mary didn't even pay attention to what Jesus was saying. Hallelujah, praise God. She looked at look at verse Hallelujah 5. She said, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he say unto you, do it. Praise God, hallelujah. Whatsoever he say unto you, do it. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. That's probably one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. Hallelujah, it's plain and simple. Hallelujah, it's straight to the point. Whatsoever he tell you to do, hallelujah, that's what you need to do. Praise God, whatsoever. Hallelujah. You gotta key in on the whatsoever. Because whatsoever could mean anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He told Apostle run a world revival. She did it. Hallelujah. Amen. He told somebody out there do something else. You did it. Praise God. Whatsoever. No matter if the world say you're crazy. Hallelujah. If you're looking stupid to the world, the Bible told us we was going to look stupid to the world. The Bible said it like this. Our ways are foolish. Hallelujah. In other words, to the world, we look like fools. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we got to get over looking like fools to other people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said it like this. If you deny me before man, hallelujah, I will deny you before my Father. In other words, if I tell you to do something and you don't want to look like a fool in front of your people, hallelujah, if you so worried about what other people think about you instead of what God thinks about you, whatsoever I tell you to do, praise God, that's what you need to do. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. God is trying to restore life in your party. Hallelujah. Amen. He's trying to give you life back. Hallelujah. He's trying to give you instructions on how to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes we don't want to do it because we don't like those instructions. Hallelujah. All those instructions don't make any sense to us. Hallelujah. Amen. If it don't make sense, we don't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what if you would have been, hallelujah, amen, Jacob? And he told you to walk around the city of Jericho. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you to shoot an arrow. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't tell you to throw a rock. Amen. All he said was walk. Praise God. And you'd have thought to yourself, walking ain't going to help nothing. Hallelujah. See, it's a way that seems right to God. Hallelujah. That's wrong to man. We can't, his ways are above ours. We cannot begin to understand, hallelujah, what God is doing. That's why she said, whatsoever he tell you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What if Jacob wouldn't have walked around that wall? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And imagine the process. Listen to this, hallelujah, amen. Verse 6, it says, there were 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 frankincense apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them to the brim. Now, these pots contained anywhere from 18 to 27 gallons. Praise God. And I want to remind you, we are dealing with the olden times here. Praise God. There's no water hose. There's no hot and cold running water. Hallelujah. They either had to go to the well, they had to go to the river, or they had to go to a lake, and they had to take some buckets. Hallelujah. And they had to go back and forth packing water. Hallelujah. Amen. Water when they need wine. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. See, that doesn't make sense. If I need wine, hallelujah, amen, why God got me working with water? If I want joy, why he got me working with depression? If I want happiness, why he got me working with sadness? If I want prosperity, hallelujah, why he got me working, amen, broke? Praise God, hallelujah. If I don't want deliverance, why do he got me working in bondage? Praise God, hallelujah. It's not making any sense, but the Lord said, hallelujah, fill it to the top. See, the problem is, hallelujah, we'll get to the 5th pot of whatever God told us to do, and we said, well, the rest of it ain't working. It ain't worked yet. Hallelujah, praise God, so it ain't going to work. Lord, y'all know I ain't lying. You know somebody, hallelujah, the Lord told you to keep working on that person, and you said it ain't worked yet, hallelujah, so it ain't going to work. Praise God, hallelujah. It's never going to work until you fulfill what the instructions of the Lord. Hallelujah. If he told you to fill all 6 pots up, hallelujah. If he told you to take that child to school every day, hallelujah, amen. If he told you to text your wife, I love you every day, hallelujah, amen. Regardless of the situation, if he told you, amen, to keep respecting your boss, hallelujah, amen, and keep doing your job to the best of your ability despite the hating that's going on at that job, Hallelujah. If he told you to keep teaching Sunday school, praise God, hallelujah, and keep teaching that word to the best of your ability despite what's going on in the church, hallelujah, despite how they talking about you, hallelujah, despite how they say, hey, amen, she don't need to be up there, hallelujah, she ain't supposed to be up there, hallelujah, despite what they saying, you keep working with it, hallelujah, amen, even when it seems like it ain't working. Even when it seems like minds ain't being changed. Hallelujah. Even when it seems like the deliverance ain't being received. Hallelujah. Even when it seems like people not being healed. Hallelujah. He said, keep working with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible tells us. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in verse 8 he said, and he said unto them, draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast, and they bear it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I need to double back one more time on these pots because it took time. It took time to go back and forth packing these buckets of water. It took strength. It took energy. Hallelujah. In other words, it wasn't an overnight thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, a lot of times we want overnight. We want our prayers to be answered overnight. Hallelujah. You want your children to get it right overnight. When you didn't get it right overnight. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want the marriage to be right overnight. You know you wasn't right. Hallelujah. Amen. You wasn't right half the time, and the other person just didn't know you wasn't right. Hallelujah. Now you done found out they wasn't right, and you want them to get right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God said you got to keep working with it. It's going to take time to fill these pots up. Hallelujah. It's going to take energy. It's going to take strength. It's not going to be easy. That's the problem. We want stuff easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, his life wasn't easy. Hallelujah. But you want your life to be easy. Praise God. He was the child of the Most High God, and they talked about him like a dog. Amen. But you don't want nobody talking about you. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But in order to receive the blessing that God has for us, in order for Jesus to get up from the grave and say, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hands, hallelujah, he had to go through the cross. We don't want to go through the cross. We don't want to pack that water. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, now I want y'all to take what you done got, and I want you to give it to the governor of the feast. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And watch this. It says, the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was. Hallelujah. But the servants which drew the water, they knew. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. A lot of us done got to that point where we done already fill up these pots, and the people around you, see, your wife know you. Hallelujah. Your husband know. Your kids know. You ain't always been like that. Praise God, hallelujah. But other people don't know. Hallelujah. Say the servants knew. Why? Because the servants was the one doing the work. Hallelujah. You know your story. Everybody don't know your story. All they can see is where you at right now. They don't see the struggle. They don't see the heartache. They don't see the pain. They don't see the nights where you laid up crying, wondering where you going to pay this bill, or where your next meal is coming from, or where is my husband at. They don't see none of that. All they see, hallelujah, is what's going on right now. Hallelujah. And the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. But when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This is where we get that saying that we say, we save the best for last. Hallelujah. We didn't get it from the Vanessa Williams song. Hallelujah. It came from the word of God. Hallelujah. He saved the best for last. When I first met you, I thought that was your best impression of you. You know, they say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All this scripture is summing up is that your latter day, hallelujah, will be greater than your former day. Hallelujah. In other words, God is making you better than you were. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, most people fool me. That's what the governor said. Most people fool me. They wait till I'm good and drunk, and then they bring out the cheap wine. Hallelujah. But you started out with good wine, and it got better. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to start out with good and get better. He don't want us to start out with good and get worse. Hallelujah. Praise God. But in order to get better, we got to follow his instructions whatsoever. Hallelujah. He tells us to do even when it don't seem like it's working. Hallelujah. Praise God. Imagine Jacob walking around that wall. It's Saturday now. It's the seventh day. Now they got to walk around the wall seven times. Hallelujah. And ain't a brick. Hallelujah. Fell off the wall. Not a chip has fallen off that wall yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when they finished, hallelujah, amen, the instructions that God had given them, amen, the walls came down. Praise God. What am I trying to say tonight? I'm trying to say that God, amen, has given you instruction on what to do. Hallelujah. If you finish those instructions, hallelujah, he will restore you. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything that you've lost. You know, the scriptures say he will restore the time. Hallelujah. The years that the canker worm and the palmer worm ate up from you. Some of us think that we are ran out of time. It's too late. I'm too old. Hallelujah. I done wasted too many years. The Lord said, I will restore those years. He didn't say, I will restore stuff. He said, I will restore the years. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy is trying to tell somebody tonight, this is a word for somebody, that you're right. You have ran out of time. Hallelujah. That it's too late. You're too old. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not the wrong gender. You ain't the right color. Hallelujah, praise God. But the Lord told me to tell you tonight, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah, praise God. He says, I came to restore. That was the first miracle that Jesus did, was restore. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, that this is this beginning, verse 11, this beginning of the miracles that Jesus do. Hallelujah, in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. So the first thing he did was restore life into the body. Hallelujah. The first thing he did was not give you a car. The first thing he did was not, amen, give you $1 million. The first thing he did was not give you that mail order bride that you've been fantasizing about. Hallelujah. The first thing he did was restore life that people, hallelujah, had taken away from you. Praise God, hallelujah. Before you can achieve anything else, first you got to be restored life. See, too many people jump into the Christian game. That's how I say it, the Christian game. They jump in it because they want prosperity. They want money. They want to be happy. Praise God, hallelujah, with stuff, with material things. Hallelujah, amen. But where are those material things ain't helping them now when they locked in the house? Hallelujah. That God ain't helping you when you're locked in the house. That Bentley ain't doing no good. It's sitting in the garage collecting dust. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All those things mean nothing if you have not been restored, hallelujah, with life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I close tonight, praise God. Amen. Know that when Jesus comes, he's going to want life. Hallelujah. Your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you don't have it, he will restore you. But you got to follow his instructions. Hallelujah. You got to follow him all the way through. You can't get halfway and stop. Hallelujah. We got too many halfway Christians. I almost made it, but I gave up. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that the prize does not go to the one who's the fastest in the race. It says that the prize goes to the one who endures. Hallelujah, the one that simply finishes the race. The Lord is saying all you got to do is finish doing what I told you to do. Hallelujah. And watch his glory be manifested. Hallelujah. People are going to look at you and think that you've been that way, but other people going to know. Hallelujah. That ain't always been like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama used to cuss you out back in the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what was wrong with them. They was depressed. They was sad all the time. They was unhappy. Hallelujah. They were unfulfilled. Hallelujah. Until they met Jesus. Praise God. And Jesus, hallelujah, restored them the years hallelujah, that they have been lost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word on tonight. May it resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the restoration. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blood that you shed on the cross for the remission of all our sins, Lord. And we praise your name. We magnify you. We will continuously lift you up. Hallelujah, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, and it is back in your hands. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word on tonight. Amen. Didn't our hearts burn as the man of God brought the word by the wayside on tonight? I was taking notes, y'all. I was taking notes tonight. Amen, amen. We're going to ask, amen, if our beloved overseer, amen, chief apostle, Thomas would come at this appointed time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We will have the speaker to come back and do the altar call and prayer request. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone out there that has a prayer request on tonight? Praise God. So we can touch and agree. Amen. And put it on the throne of grace. We believe, for those of you that may not know, we believe in what the Word of God says. The Word of God says when two or more, hallelujah, agree on anything in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Praise God, hallelujah. We call it touching and agreeing. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So if there's anyone tonight that has a prayer request, hallelujah, or maybe you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sins, amen, and you would like, amen, to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior on today and be restored. Hallelujah, the life, hallelujah, that the world has ate up from you. And we invite you at this time. Will there be one? Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Any testimonies, prayer requests? Praise God.
Amen, amen. We have done what has been required. At this time, we can say that your blood now is not required at our hand. At this time, we're going to turn the service over to the moderator, and he will conduct the open remarks. Amen?
Amen, amen, again, amen, amen. I thank God for the man of God coming tonight. Amen. Elder people, you did an awesome job, man of God. Awesome, awesome job, man of God. I thank God. And that is a unique scripture, amen, for the body of Christ to really take a moment and really do some research on, amen, because if you don't know the background history, amen, you would think it's a normal wedding, amen, but the significance of it, it brings out so many different principles, amen. So, man of God, you did an awesome job, amen. At this time, is there anyone that want to say anything to the man of God, have any questions, comments, or concerns? The floor is open. Take your phone off on mute. It is your time to have a place in the service tonight. You can give your comments, suggestions, questions to the man of God at this appointed time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Loretta. To the men of God, well, to all the ministers, speakers, to all who are listening, who are listening to the taping, I appreciate the men of God. That was food for your for my soul. Hallelujah. We appreciate the men of God going forth and letting the Lord use them in a mighty way. And yes, whatever the Lord said, we have to do it in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for Chief Apostle Thomas, hallelujah, for just having a revival. And if anybody want to be a blessing to the ministry, please, please, please get the Cash App name from Chief Apostle. But we appreciate the line revival. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Is there any more tonight? Amen. My God. My God. Amen. Is there another?
Amen. 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 I thank God for the man of God and the word that he brought. I thank God for another night of the World Revival. And if nobody else have any more comments at this time, we're going to have the announcements by General. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank Elder Pregor for a powerful word on this evening. Tomorrow, our guest speaker will be Minister Dion Freeman from California at 5:30. Again, Minister Dion Freeman from California. Amen.
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 General.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to continue on with the service on tonight. Amen. We thank our everyone for coming out tonight. Amen. Come back again. This is going all the way up until May. Amen. The Lord has spoken to the woman of God and extended the service to May. And I believe in getting better and better. Amen. Better and better. Amen. Greater word. Amen. And this is a right now word. This is not what we should have used last. This is what we needed right now in the time and day that we're living in. This is the type of work we are needing right now. Amen. We got Pastor Dion Freeman tomorrow night. So come back. Invite Apostle. I heard Apostle say a couple of nights ago, invite the non-saved ones, the sinners. Invite those that been to church in a while. Invite those. I promise you, it's not going to be nothing but a blessing to them, as it been to you. The Bible says go out and compel. So this is your way of ministering to those that have not heard the word and have not been among the word in a while. Invite them in the line. Get on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I will say MySpace if we were still out there. Amen. Periscope. Amen. And invite those. Invite your best friend. I would even go so close to say invite your enemies. Amen. And let's pack this line out this coming tomorrow night on out to May. It ain't going to be nothing but a blessing. The Bible says the least one you do it unto him. So when you go and compel for God's people to come hear a word, you're being nothing but a blessing to your life. Amen. Apostle, do you have anything else you would like to say?
Yes, I would like to say I thank God for all the speakers that we've had this far. Also, we have went over into the month of May, and we're looking, if you still have not gotten on calendar, you can give me a call, and we can get you on calendar if you would like to sing or if you would like to read a scripture or do an opening prayer. Give me a call. We do have somebody that's standard during our scripture. That's our Elder Milton. But we do have open slots for opening prayer. And for the month of May, we are all the way up to the 15th. So anything after the 15th, if you know that you're more than welcome to get on calendar, so give me a call. Talk with you later. God bless you all.
Don't forget your Cash App name.
Oh, yes, and my Cash App is $ Chief Apostle, the number 2. Again, that's $ Chief Apostle 2. God bless you, and thank you.
Amen. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to ask if elder people will come and give us closing remarks and benediction at this time.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to commune with you on tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for restoration, Lord. And Lord, as we leave the line but never your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You are my how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.